And we talked about that a lot. We're missing the net with a lot of shots, or trying to get to the perfect spot to shoot it. But Tanner had good speed. He can shoot the puck. He's got what I call a heavy shot. So he's got some momentum. Even if the goalie gets a piece of it, if you don't get all of it, a lot of it's going to go through you. But I thought one of the keys there, Dirk, was we killed the penalty start the third period. So here we are. We have the one goal lead, and that's where your penalty killing. You can throw all the stats out the window. That's when you need, you know, your penalty killing to do a job. Which we didn't do the next night. We'll talk about that. But you got to kill that penalty, and sure enough, we scored almost 20 seconds after we killed off the Michigan State power play.
Yeah, Walker Hyland got that holding call towards the end of the second period. You're right, at the 19:27 mark, which of course carried over, and I had forgotten how big that penalty kill was for Michigan Tech. So we're up 2-0, and still Michigan State very much in the game, and then we get the nail in the coffin. Alex Patan gets the game's final goal. Tanner Carroll and Blake Pienella get the assists, and here it was to make it 3-0 Michigan Tech.
Here's a giveaway by Wolf, and Pienella with a nice pass for Patan. Patan will shoot and score! Oh my goodness! Alex Patan with Tanner Carroll planted right in front of the net. Hildebrand, I don't think, got a good look at that one, and that was the goal the Huskies have been looking for.
Well, nice job by everybody on that line, because the screen there in front, the defenseman, it looked like Coach and Tanner Carroll both there kind of in front, impeding the vision of the goaltender.
Well, and that's what happens. Anytime you go to the net, usually you drag somebody with you. And in that case, it was a Michigan State defenseman, came with Tanner trying to defend him. And there's a lot of traffic. I think one of the real good views on that goal is when you watch the overhead camera, you can see Hildebrand. He's trying to go from side to side to find the puck and find the shooter because of Tanner's screen in front. So maybe it wasn't a great shot, but given the screen and where Alex had placed that shot up to high, the goaltender had no chance. And that was a big goal for us.
We outshoot State 12-6 in that third period. We're 0-4 on the power play, but we did get 7 power play shots on goal, and overall you gave it a B- as far as our power play on Friday night. There were some good things.
Oh, really good things. We didn't score on our best chances, and one of them, Alex Patan, you could put Alex in that spot 10 times. He's probably going to score at least 7 times on that 10. And we really created some good opportunities, some real good puck movement, some good possession time in the zone. We did everything but score. And I thought, another key to the game is Michigan State had come in averaging over 30 some shots a game on goal, and we limited them even both nights to under 20.
Yeah.
But it all starts with team defense, and that's what we're talking about. If we can keep the goals against down, and as I mentioned, our team after the game, when you don't let the other team score, the last I looked, you have a pretty good chance to win the game. So good for us, good for Phoenix, good for our team in playing good, hard, solid defense.
Tanner Carroll ended up with 5 shots on goal. I think he led everybody on the team. You've been telling these guys to shoot. They did.
Well, yeah, and you see some chances Tanner gets in the game. He got a couple of really good chances, stepped out from behind the net. And like I said, maybe his best opportunities are going in, but they will start to come. He's going to have a big year. I mean, he's a good hockey player, and we're still pushing him to come out of that comfort level. And we're always talking about the offense will come. It's really hard to once you start stressing the offense and preaching the offense, guys will start squeezing their sticks. Then they'll start not worrying about defense first and play on the wrong side of the puck, and a lot of bad things can come with that. So we know if we can just continue to do all the right things, the simple things, do the things we're preaching, that the goals will come. And good for Tanner.
Yeah, and the final shots, 30-19 in favor of Michigan Tech in that game. Phoenix Copley wasn't challenged a whole lot, but again, he stopped everything he had to.
Well, I think a couple key saves. They had that semi-breakaway in the second period, I think when the score was 1-0, obviously. And the kid didn't get a real good shot. Shane Hanna did an excellent job on the back check, the back pressure. But, Phoenix didn't get many, many opportunities. And sometimes, and most times, that's the harder game to play, because you can't seem to get any rhythm as a goaltender. You get one shot, then you don't see another shot for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden they get a grade A chance and you're expected to stop it. And I thought he did an excellent job, and we had a tough decision. All week we were going back and forth whether to start Jamie Phillips or Phoenix Copley. I mean, Jamie had a good week, he'd been practicing well, but then just on Thursday we finally decided that we were going to go back with Phoenix and give him another shot, even though he had a couple weak goals in the week him before in Ann Arbor and didn't get a win. But he's played extremely well, and I'm glad we made that decision and it worked out for us.
I know it's got to be tough for Jamie because he knows he's right there and at any time he could be put in. How has that been, Coach?
Yeah, it's tough on Jamie, and you know we'll talk to him again today. But you know, he's disappointed, and I expect that. But having said that, he's also a great teammate. I know him and Phoenix live together, so it can be a tough situation. But he's Phoenix's biggest fan, and I think Phoenix is Jamie's biggest fan. So I give him a lot of credit. He's been very professional about it. He's gone about his business and handled things the right way. He's going to get his opportunity. He's going to play some hockey for us, and he's a good goaltender in his own right. It's tough, though. You just have to wait for your opportunity.
Huskies win it 3-0 with the shutout. Phoenix Copley, and that was Friday night's game. We'll recap Saturday night's exciting overtime victory over Michigan State. When we come back, it's more of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. If you've got a question for Mel, and they are coming in, DJ@themix93.com. DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, at 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
See Kelly Jepson, your Houghton State Farm agent. Call 482-1210 or visit them at kellyjepson.com.
We'll go back to the Mel Pearson Show. We've reviewed the Friday night win for Michigan Tech. Let's go to the exciting Saturday night victory for Michigan Tech. It was the Huskies taking on the Spartans, looking for a sweep and their third straight win at home. And again, Coach, it didn't take long for Michigan Tech to get on the board. Another early first period goal, and by somebody that has been out of the lineup for a while, Brent Baltus.
Well, no question. And anytime you make lineup changes, you're doing that for a reason. And in this case, we wanted to try and add some energy and add a couple players who haven't had the opportunity to play, in a while. And hopefully they were going to come in and add some energy. You never expect them to come in and score. You're hoping they might, but you're just hoping they add some energy and, play good, solid roles and games for your team. And obviously Brent Baltus scoring and being a freshman and getting his first goal, that was huge. And someone commented, well, you were pretty excited on that first goal. And I was, because I'm a big Brent Baltus fan. He's an unbelievable kid, a great young man, and He's worked so hard. I think that's the thing that I really appreciate when you've been out of the lineup. There's a lot of things you can do. You can feel sorry for yourself and just go through the motions. You can blame, the coaches, whatever. But he has really worked really hard.